Hello, Roy. This is William. But I was calling about a note I found on my car. Something about my driver's ed isn't up to specs for you, so you dinged my car. Call me back. Hello?
Hello, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Yeah, I was just, I noticed your car was just parked so stupidly, so I started kicking it really hard on the back end to try and move it into its space properly.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So, I may have dented it a little bit when I was kicking the back end of it, because I had boots on.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So, what you going to do about it?
I don't know. Was there a lot of damage? I can give you my... I was going to give you my business card, actually, but I didn't have one with me. But I actually work for Roy's Auto Parts and Roof Removal, and I can give you 10%, 10% off of the price, you know, to fix it.
Well, you could do that, or you could give me your insurance information and let me call them.
Well, it's a better deal for me if you just come into my auto parts store place and service center. And I'll give you 10% off. It's a bargain. I don't do this for just anyone.
So you say the car was not parked properly?
Yeah, it was kind of at an angle. So I don't know. It triggered me. That's like a big trigger for me. So I just went over and I just started kicking the shit out of your car, trying to move it into its spot, but it wouldn't move too easily. I kicked it really, really hard a whole bunch of times, and it just wouldn't move.
And where'd you kick it at?
Like on the back fender area on the driver's side. Yeah, I was thinking maybe you need to go retake your driver's test or something.
How about I just come see you and we discuss this?
Oh, that sounds like a threat. You threatening me, motherfucker?
No, I'm actually bring the police with me and let them threaten you.
Oh, no, they would... No, I can't... please don't involve the police. I've got two strikes.
Yep.
I can't have that.
You don't generally kick people's cars, though, man.
Well, I was trying to kick it into place. It was crooked. I was trying to fix it, basically, for you. Because you park like a woman.
Well, you never know. Someone may have been parked beside me that was parked off kilter, and I was forced to park that way.
Oh, that's what they all say. Is that what really happened, or are you just making up excuses now?
No, I don't have to make any excuses.
Why not?
So where are you at?
I'm here at Roy's Auto Parts.
In what town?
The same town as you're in. Durr.
Never heard of Roy's Auto Parts.
Well, it's right here. It's in over on Salina Avenue. I'll give you 10% off, though, if you want. I'll give you 10% off to fix the damage. Was there a lot of damage? I can't remember, really, because my vision was clouded and stuff with rage. Can I just come clean with you? Actually,
let me look up something real quick in here.
All right, hurry the fuck up.
There's no Roy's Auto Parts in...
Oh, no, I'm not in the phone book because I'm not allowed to be in the phone book anymore. They ever since the incident, Yellow Pages won't list me, and I got blacklisted from Google.
What's your address?
I'm over on Salina Avenue, 419 Salina. But look, here's what really happened. My ex-girlfriend has the same car as you, and I thought it was her car at first, so I just started kicking the shit out of it. But then I realized it was totally different color. So it just enraged me, you know? It was a rough right. Breakup. Very toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. So you can't be mad, right? Like, you know, it's just... It happens, you know. You've been through bad breakups, right?
Not attacking a car.
You don't generally attack somebody else's car when you're mad at somebody else.
Well, I thought it was her car at first. I was about to set it on fire, and then I looked and I realized it wasn't even a Ford.
We need to get together and talk about this.
Hey, can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up? Tell her that men are talking.
that was her car, and she doesn't have to shut up.
Well, yeah, she does. I mean, unless we're in the kitchen.
What's your last name, Roy?
Unless we're in the kitchen, she has nothing to say.
What's your last name, Roy?
That's Gerbel.
How you spell that, Roy?
T-H-A-T.
How do you spell your last name, Roy?
Oh! G-E-R-B-I-L.
Z-E-R?
Uh-huh, B-I-L. It's French.
Okay. What's your address there, Roy?
419 Salina Avenue. But anyway, look.
419 Salina Avenue.
Yep. Can you just hurry up?
Your real address, Roy?
Hey, shut up. Can you just hurry up and forgive me? Just cause, so we can just end this, because if you could just hurry up and forgive me.
The way you've talked to me, you've been really rude to me, man, and I hadn't done anything to you.
Well, you started it by having a car that looks like my ex-girlfriend. Sorry. Still call her my girlfriend after all this
319.
Huh?
What's that street name again?
I don't know. You figure it out, tough guy. Anyway, can you hurry up and forgive me?
No, I'll just give your number and what fake name you gave me to the police and let them get involved
Just real quick, just say, I forgive you, Roy. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I need it for the recording. And he hung up. Let's call him right back. Probably not going to pick up.
Hello?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I forgive you for not forgiving me.
That's funny, Roy.
Even though you're being an asshole, I still forgive you. Oh, he hung up again.